Blaring sunshine blinded him. As Kurt's eyes adjusted, two of his buddies waved at him from the shade of a dusty, scraggly tree.
"Where are you going?"
one called out.
"Mess."
"Yeah, that's what it is,"
the other shouted back. Kurt didn't care how bad the food might be. He hadn't eaten in over a day. He needed something warm in his stomach. Three men approached him at a brisk pace. Two of whom, one short and one tall, he didn't recognize. It was clear neither had seen battle, their uniforms pressed and spotless. The third, his captain, called out to him.
"Berlin!"
Kurt stopped and saluted.
"Come with us,"
his captain ordered. Kurt's instinct was to ask why, but this was the U.S. Army, so he just followed, his stomach grumbling.
"You were born in Vienna, Corporal?" the short one asked.
"Yes," Kurt replied. "I believe that's in my file."
"No need to be a wise-ass,"
his captain said. "Sorry, sir," Kurt suppressed a smirk. "Yes, I was born in Vienna, sir."
"No one would know it by your English. You sound like you were born and raised in Vienna, Virginia."
Kurt permitted himself a satisfied smile.
"I suppose your German is perfect, too," the tall one said.
"Yes, sir." Kurt hadn't spoken a word of German in years. After arriving in the United States, he quickly perfected the English he had been studying since he was 12. Within a few months, Kurt refused to speak German at all. The Nazis had made it abundantly clear. Kurt may have been born in Austria, but he wasn't Austrian, and he certainly wasn't welcome.
"To be truthful, sir, I don't speak German with anyone anymore." "But you can still speak it."
"I suppose," Kurt replied. He relaxed a bit, letting his shoulders drop. He wondered where all this was going.
"I often dream in it." "Good," the tall one replied, this time in German.
Kurt was surprised. The officer's English was as natural as his own.
"My name is Captain Johann Rosenthaler."
"And this is Major Eric Winston. I was born in Germany, I am also Jewish."
He had the thick formal accent typical of Berliners.
"How do you know I'm Jewish?" Kurt interrupted in English. "It's in your file, Corporal," Rosenthaler continued in German. "We would like to offer you the opportunity to do something unique for your new country."
"And that has something to do with my ability to speak German?" Kurt replied, again in English. He wasn't going to give Rosenthaler the satisfaction of hearing him speak German.
"Yes. If it requires me to speak German, I'm not interested."
Rosenthaler looked at Kurt's commanding officer.
"Perhaps we're done here."
"Berlin,"
the captain said.
"Hear the men out."
Kurt, tired and hungry, figured the quickest way to a meal was to hear what Rosenthaler had to say. He leaned back in the chair, purposefully disrespectful of Rosenthaler's rank.
"Okay, what do you have in mind?"
"We represent United States Army Intelligence. We've captured a lot of Nazi officers, Wehrmacht, SS, Gestapo. We need native German speakers as interpreters. Men like yourself who understand the nuance and subtext of what these bastards are and aren't telling us."
Kurt's mind raced. He never wanted to hear a word of German or see the decaying greyness of Europe again. It held nothing for him save sorrow and loss. At the same time, a single face appeared before his eyes.
"You would be promoted to lieutenant," Winston said.
Kurt's mind continued to float. He was somewhere else, so far away he could feel the cold tingle of a European winter on his skin. Even a sweat dripped from his scalp.
"Corporal Berlin, are you interested?"
Rosenthaler said, this time in English, breaking the spell of Kurt's memories. Rosenthaler switched again to German, knowing full well that only he and Kurt would understand.
"It's not only a strike for your adopted country, it's a strike for our people, for the millions who have disappeared."
Rosenthaler's voice and words gained volume and clarity in Kurt's mind. "Where would I be stationed?"
"Brussels."
Kurt's decision was made. "When do we leave?"
1500.